This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm joined by the founders of The Fitzroy, Canada's leading dress rental service, Angela Pastor and Julie Kalinowski. So I love a fairy tale, and this is a true fairy tale story, complete with two fairy godmothers, and you all get to be dressed up to go to the ball. So let me paint you a picture. Imagine a gorgeous showroom with thousands and thousands of gowns, evening wear, bridal wear, cocktail attire, accessories, handbags, jewelry. And so instead of spending thousands of dollars on a gown or a party dress for a red carpet event, a gala, wedding, or occasion, you can rent it, like Cinderella at the ball, for a fraction of the cost. They even dry clean it for you and take care of everything. And away you go, off into your glass and golden carriage to the gala party or wedding with not a care in the world. I've always known that all of my on-air friends and TV personality friends went to this magical palace called the Fitzroy. I'm not going to name names, but I have quite a few of them. But it wasn't until I saw Leslie Gottlieb from Aeropreneur wearing this stunning sequin pink and purple jacket that she wore for her launch party. And I became fascinated by the women and the owners behind the Fitzroy. Also later on in the show, I'm so excited to be joined by my daughter, Lily Liebrack, who will be appearing in a one-woman show at the Toronto Fringe Festival from June 30th to July 12th. We'll hear all about this exciting debut production, I Belong Here, Reclaiming My Voice, which Lily wrote, produced, and stars in. We'll also be joined by the show's director and dramaturge, Sarah Obrecht, who will share more about bringing this powerful story to the stage. But first, before we meet the women behind their brilliant, brave child, the Fitzroy, let me tell you a little bit more about them. Angela Pastor is the co-founder of the Fitzroy, and she began her career by traveling and working in media internationally, spending time at both Television New Zealand and MTV Viacom Networks Europe in London. When she returned to Canada, she worked for Canwest Global, later Shaw Media, while preparing for the launch of her side hustle, side business. With her partner, Julie Kalinowski, she launched Fitzroy Boutique in 2011, a roaming, seasonal pop-up shop, an online store focused on importing the hard-to-find Australian labels she discovered while living abroad. In 2016, Julie and Angela shifted gears and relaunched as a formal wear rental business, the Fitzroy, and they've since grown the business into Canada's leading dress rental service for all occasions. In her role as co-founder and chief creative officer, Angela brings her past professional and personal experiences, media background, and eye for style to the Fitzroy to truly bring dress rental magic to Canada. Julie Kalinowski is the co-founder and began her career in the fashion industry as a public relations and event management professional, working with clients in various emerging and established fashion companies. Before launching the Fitzroy as a dress rental business, Julie and her partner Angela Pastor owned and operated a successful seasonal pop-up shop and online retail business called the Fitzroy Boutique. During that time, Julie worked at Chorus Entertainment, previously Shaw Media, managing network and show sponsorships while running the pop-up retail business. And in 2016, Julie and Angela shifted gears and relaunched as a formal wear rental business, the Fitzroy. And they've grown the business into Canada's go-to dress rental service for all occasions. In her role as co-founder and chief executive officer, Julie brings her past professional and retail expertise, love of marketing and customer service to the Fitzroy to truly bring dress rental magic to Canada. Angela and Julie, congratulations on all of this and welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much. That was the best description.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to tell our listeners, if you hear noise in the background, it's the hustle and bustle and excitement that is happening right now at the Fitzroy. So you might as well, you can really feel like you're there in the moment. Very happy customers who are shopping for their dream gowns as we speak. And I have to say that word dream, because what a dreamy career that you both have created. It's just such a great Finding Your Bliss story. It really is like a fairy tale. But before we dive into your brainchild, the Fitzroy, Canada's leading and premier dress rental service, let's go back to the very beginning, because you both have been, you're even sharing a laptop, you both have been BFFs since elementary school, where you both attended Our Lady of Sorrows in Etobicoke. You went to different high schools. Julie went to Etobicoke Collegiate Institute High School, while Angela went to Bishop Allen. And you even attended different universities, but remained best friends throughout. Julie, you went to Western. Angela, you went to the University of Toronto. But through it all, you remained BFFs. Can you tell us about that moment in 2016 when you saw a gap in the Canadian rental market and decided to really take that quantum leap and fill the void?
Yeah, we already had our pop-up shop going at that time. We'd been doing it for several years and took a lot of learnings from that in terms of what people were looking for and what they wanted. And often they would want to buy a cool special piece, but they would say to us, oh, I'm only going to wear it once. So I'll just go with more like the plain black one that I can justify, you know, multiple uses out of. And we sort of, through our research, noticed a gap in the market for the rental aspect of these dresses, that they are special and people do just want to wear them one time. So they should be offered as a one-time wear service.
That's so awesome. I was going to say, I know before you did this dress rental business, you did pop-up retail shops for 5 years, bringing your designer looks. And it's so cool, because when I read about you, you initially began in a 600 square foot second story apartment where the living room was the showroom, the bedroom was the change room.
Yep.
What ultimately made you decide, let's get rid of the pop-up and move to a location to solely provide dress rentals? That must have been very courageous and a little bit scary, because that's a big move.
Yeah, I mean, what was great about the pop-ups was that it was kind of a testing ground for us to test out this rental thing. So we literally set up one rack that was just rentals, and it was hard to even wrap our heads around saying, no, 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 you can't buy that, but you could rent it. Do you have an occasion coming in? So, but we found that customers were really resonating with it and loving the idea, and we kept on having customers come back just for that. And we started growing more and more racks within the pop-up till we were like, this could be a viable business. And we just figured it out. We literally closed up our rental business and opened in exactly October 2016, moved to that apartment that you described, and set up shop as a rent. Like, we already had some inventory in place. We brought in some more inventory. And we love the idea that we're no longer kind of selling something new that you have to buy, that it was the win-win of the great experience that we love to provide of helping women find something that makes them look and feel great, and also not being wasteful, that they don't need to own formal wear. There's truly one-time wear. And having access to these designers, the designers we carry, some of them retail at the $1,000 mark or so, and to be able to rent them, everything ranges between like $100 to $150 for our dress rentals. So access these designers and have that variety to wear something different every time. We were like, win, win, win. Yeah. Like, this is it.
How would you describe how you were able to parlay your business from that tiny living room space where you only had one or two employees to now where I believe you have 50 employees, this huge space, 9,000 square feet in your showroom? What are some of the steps that it took to make this happen for other entrepreneurs, just to go from this small little sort of place to this huge, major, thriving business?
Well, it definitely didn't happen overnight. We'll say that.
We're 10 years in.
Yeah, we're 10 years in. It was a lot of work. We were in that first apartment for 2 years. So that was just really us gaining customers organically through word of mouth at that point and growing our name in the neighborhood and in the community and in the arts and events communities in Toronto. And really, word of mouth is what drove us to gain customers to the point where after 2 years, we literally couldn't fit in that space anymore.
Wow.
And we moved to a larger space. It was about 2,500 square feet where we were for the next 5 years. And at that point, grew into many departments and many employees, and the business really grew organically, but we didn't do any advertising at that point, not even Meta, Facebook ads, nothing. It was just word of mouth. And we're really proud that the business was able to sort of speak for itself in that way.
That's so awesome. How has your friendship evolved over the years? You've been friends since you were little kids. Do you feel more like sisters than friends? Because you're best friends.
Yeah, I would say
we're sisters. Yeah. And we just grew so much closer and stronger. I mean, not only in our business life, but we
intertwined.
It's intertwined. And it's great to be able to do something like this with somebody that you can trust and somebody that I really have new respect for solo entrepreneurs, because just to be able to bounce ideas off of somebody else and discuss issues and come up with solutions with somebody that you know cares as much as you do, it's priceless.
So awesome. How are you able to balance motherhood, Julie? I know you're a mom, with this very glamorous full-time career, because this is great for someone who doesn't have kids and can just sort of take off and go buying and go doing and trying and making it all happen. But as a mom, you know I have much older kids because I'm much older than you, but I know that it's a lot, the balancing act.
It's a huge balancing act. And, you know, you always have the mom guilt. You always have that feeling of your business is your baby too. And you need to nurture it and be there for it and help it grow. But your children are your children and are most important in your life. So it's that constant tug and pull. And personally, the way I manage it is I just make sure that I leave the office at a certain time to be there for my kids in the evenings and do the morning routine with them and just as much as possible be present with them. I have to say myself, I do have a very, very supportive husband who jumps in and helps out a lot. And I know everyone doesn't always have a supportive partner in that way. But so I am lucky in that way. But yeah, like it's just, it takes a village, as they say.
It takes a village. It's so true. You've said that customers come into your showroom and call it dress dreamland.
Yes.
Can you describe for us, maybe for the listeners who aren't able to get to Toronto, and I know they can also order online. That's what's so amazing is this is all across Canada. You can order dresses. There's a beautiful website, which we'll tell people at the end of the show. But just paint a picture for those that may not be able to see it, but just order online, what you see when you enter the Fitzroy.
So yeah, when you walk in, we just have this beautiful, huge showroom of all of our dresses. We have it all organized by size and by color. So when you walk in, it's like you said, a dress dreamland, and you get to just play dress up. And it's nice that we did organize it by size, because then it makes it easier that you know that this is your section. Everything here will be your size. We have hundreds of different styles and lengths for every different body type and height. And what's so great is just the energy here. Yeah. Because when women are trying on dresses, and it's often for special occasions, maybe their daughter's getting married or they're winning an award or whatever it is, it's always special occasions. So these are important occasions where women are often feeling like anxiety around it in our jobs. Yeah. And our feeling is like, let's take that anxiety away or we're going to have fun. And the number one thing is that when you come out of the change room and you're like, oh, I love this, and you're spinning around, we know that you found your one.
That's
and
the one.
Great is that the customers, even with each other, like we notice everyone's like, oh, I've worn that before. That looks great. It's just
you should go with that one. You really glow in that one. And we love, you know, people are jumping in, complimenting each other and getting involved in the process. And yes, often saying, I wore that one. I loved it.
We train our stylists to be like a best friend to you. So if you've come in on your own and you don't find it overwhelming, they're here to sort of help guide and just help you figure out what you feel best in.
Yeah, it's really welcoming environment. We don't want to be intimidating in any way, because we know that, you know, dressing up isn't for everyone. And sometimes you have to go to a formal event, but maybe you don't want to and you don't like getting dressed up. You find it intimidating or you just aren't interested, but we're here to help you no matter what and make you feel comfortable. And then hopefully have you come out feeling like the absolute best version of yourself.
And you don't need an appointment. You can just walk in.
I love that.
Easy.
I love that. And I love to use the word overwhelming, because it's so true that shopping for a dress for a wedding or a gala or a big event can be overwhelming and exhausting the other way. But it must be such a breath of fresh air for people to walk into this gorgeous showroom, like being a kid in a candy store.
Yes.
And you've taken all that pressure that, oh my gosh, I only have 8 days left. What am I going to do if I don't find the dress that fits, that looks good? And you know that at the Fitzroy, you're going to find something,
yeah,
something for everyone. What are some of the best reactions you've had when people walk in and really find their dream dress?
Oh, it's so great. They get so excited. And it's also awesome when they end up picking something that they wouldn't have picked themselves. That's been great. As stylists have shown them a dress being like, trust me, try it on. And often that is the pick that they have. And they just say like, we'll never buy a dress again. Yeah. Why? We also offer evening bags for rent. We have solution wear. We have earrings. So we've kind of made it a one-stop shop for everything you need for one night out. For like you said, instead of running around the mall or around stores, it's just, we're trying to save the stress around your, it's already typically stressful occasions. So we're trying to eliminate that. So, and it's been great. The reaction that we've got from customers when they come back and return the dress,
they show us their photos and they're like, look, I got so many compliments.
I know. They always say, I've never gotten so many compliments. Yeah. I'm like, yes.
That's so wonderful. I also love that you're both called the fairy godmothers as owners of the Fitzroy. Really, it's so interesting because in the past, guys would just rent a tux. You never thought about it.
Yeah.
Remember all those tuxedo rental places? And
exactly. You know,
and you're creating these Cinderella moments for people who may not have access to designer dresses. That's what's so cool, that instead of having to spend $2,000 for a dress you may never wear again, you get to wear that designer dress for a fraction of the cost. I wanted to share with the listeners what it is for a 4-day rental. It's like next to nothing. What does it cost to rent a evening gown?
Yeah, they range between about 100 to about 150 or 160 for the, you know, the royally large ball gowns for a 4-day rental. And that includes the cleaning. So you don't have to clean it or anything. We take care of that. And yeah, it's really just makes it easy. So you don't even have to worry about the cost. You just worry about finding the right one that you feel best in.
That's awesome. You also designed the space yourself, complete with chandeliers and stylish furniture and a cool glass brick wall. You have a built-in projector that screens classics like Sex and the City episodes. So cool. You painted the walls white so you could keep the customers focused on the clothes, like the colors and textures of the dresses. Was that intentional? And how much fun was it to design this?
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, it was great. We worked with a designer, Sarah Barber, and she really understood the look that we were going for. And yeah, accents like the chandeliers and the glass blocks are, we brought those over from our last space
you,
as well.
You love the glass
block. I love
the glass
block. But we did want the dresses to be the focus. So we didn't want to do too much that would pull. I mean, they're also beautiful
colors. Because there's so many colors in the dresses.
You'd want that to be the focus and that people come in and they just, it's like a candy store.
But what we did do is add that playful color into all the change rooms. So every single change, there's 20 change rooms here, and every single change room is completely different, inspired by a different style icon. So one's like Dolly Parton, one's Cher, one's Rihanna.
I love that. That's so celebrities have also gotten into this, I would think. I know that there's a lot of on-air TV people. Have you had some celebrities coming through doors? I'm sure you can't say names.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. We've had some Canadian celebrities, which is so awesome. We've had our dresses at the Oscars, at the Grammys.
Emmys every year.
I know,
yeah.
Which is so cool.
Wow. Yeah. Do you still get excited when you get a new piece and you get to see it for the first time on someone or yourself?
Yes. Yeah, we get really excited. It's the best. I mean, the buying process is the most fun part of the job. And when the dresses show up here, we go, oh, that one. Oh, I'm so excited about it.
And you pick them months before, right? Because the way the fashion industry works is you pick everything just like 6 months ahead.
Yes.
So it's just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
Awesome. And you don't buy them from consumers. You buy them directly from the design houses. I think that's a really important distinction to let people know that you're not buying them from someone who has all of these dresses. You're going to the actual design house. So you're getting them hot off the rack. And that's very, very cool. That must be fun. Do you go on a lot of these buying trips? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, it's twice a year. So we go seasonally. And the nice part about working directly with the brands is, like you said, you get the newest on-season pieces. And we also get the full size range. So it's not like a consignment store where you just have like one dress. We have all the sizes in that dress.
Now, I was going to ask you that. That's fascinating. So you can have a 2 to a 20 or whatever it is. You can have all of the sizes. What are some of the top trending colors right now for weddings, galas, and glam red carpet looks?
Definitely pastels are happening right now, which we love. You know, the spring, the light butter yellow is still going strong, like the nice sage greens, the pale blues.
So in my past life, I wrote a book called The Toronto Wedding Handbook, Humorous Informative Guide on How to Survive Weddings in the 90s. It went into 4 editions.
Oh, wow.
A lot of celebrities in the book actually telling their wedding stories. But weddings. I was so fascinated to learn that you have actually dressed a bride, her bridesmaids, and the mother of the bride. Is this a trend in the bridal industry rental?
It is, because brides are wanting A, to feel comfortable and to wear something that they want to pick. Also, the big trend is not everybody wearing the exact same dress.
Yes.
So maybe it's a color and everybody wears a different dress in that color, or like
a
pastels or
colors.
Blend of colors.
Yeah.
So that's been really great. And, you know, bridesmaids certainly love it because they get to pick a style that works for them.
Yes.
And it's more affordable. What we've always been so honored about is that we've had all the generations kind of rent with us. So mom and daughter are coming in and they're both picking a dress. So that's been really special.
That's really, really awesome. You even have things like fascinator hats. And I found that fascinating. That's really fun. Can you tell us a little bit about that? For the Kings, you did an event and a lot of people came in to get their fascinator hats.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of those horse racing events. We just had the Kentucky Derby pass by. And also for like high tea.
Yeah.
Sometimes like brides like that as a theme for their wedding.
Or Bridgerton
but typically, events.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
for the races. So it's nice to be able to rent that as well, because that truly
don't
is
need to
you
own
don't
a,
need to wear again.
Yeah, a fascinator. And it's nice to match them to the dress. And it's like a really cool finishing accent piece that you may not even think of. And then you see it there and you're like, why not? I mean, I'm renting this fun outfit. Add a beautiful fascinator with it. Go off to the races. Look fantastic.
I have to say also to the listeners, you both have such excellent taste. You know, it's one thing to do this, but it actually looks like it's extremely well curated. And I can tell because I have friends that have worn your gowns and I've seen it, you know, on your website. Everything is exquisitely curated. You really have beautiful taste, which makes it even, you know, next level too as well.
Thank you.
That means a lot to us.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
We try very hard to curate the collection, bring in pieces that we think women will love and that fit certain occasions. That's how we'll know if it's something that you can't really wear to a certain occasion, then it's a no.
Yeah. And we want to have something for everybody too. No matter your style, if it's more simple and pared down, we have something for you. And if you're a bit more extravagant, we have something for you as well.
What are the rules for dress at a wedding? Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Angela and Julie from the Fitzroy when we come back.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio. We're here with Julie and Angela from the Fitzroy. And just before the break, I was asking about the rules for dressing for a wedding as a guest. So white obviously is out. Is winter white out, or is black with white out as well? Like, should white just not be on the dress at all?
I think white, it's just safer. Let's say that. It's safer.
Right.
There is a trend for brides to do white dresses, like white bridesmaid dresses. That's
yes.
been a trend. Or like all the guests in white.
Yeah,
I think it's one of those things that just avoid it just to be on the safe side.
Be on the safe side, yeah.
We do have a lot of dresses that are white based with florals on it.
Yes.
That one, people are on the fence on, but that to me is okay.
It's fine.
There's color
it's
in
a
there.
Color. You're not going to be mistaken for the bride if you're colored in flowers.
Yeah.
Right.
So totally. It just depends on what it is. But black and white, I think, is fine as well.
In a print. And, yeah, I think it's fine.
Like, I think about the famous Julia Roberts Oscar acceptance gown,
yes.
black gown with that white sort of tie coming down the center, that
yes.
stunning dress. So a little bit of white, like in a collar, in a black gown is okay.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I love that dress. If you could ever get that dress,
I know.
I want to rent it.
Oh, in a minute. That dress.
We would love that.
One of the most exciting events of the year is TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, who are celebrating their 51st anniversary this year. And TIFF, of course, is all about red carpets and glam and glitter. And so if you've scored yourself an invite to a hot ticket gala or affair at TIFF, you want an outfit worthy of the red carpet. And that can be a daunting task. And this has been a big part of what you guys do since 2016. And I know you're literally bursting at the seams with evening wear that you could actually wear at TIFF. Are there any rules and tricks of the trade for walking the red carpet, golden rules to watch out for when choosing a gown? Like, should you avoid trains and do T-length or do something, you know, a beautiful gown with a slip, but not an actual train or something that's going to get in your way? Any red carpet tips?
I think the most important thing is that you feel comfortable in it, because all eyes, all cameras are going to be on you. And so if you're kind of fussing or fiddling, like if you're finding when you try on the dress, it's slipping down or something like that, I would avoid that one because we don't all have those handlers running behind us. So I would just go with what makes you feel like the best version of yourself, but also that needs the least amount of fussing with.
It is. And it's definitely a feeling, because a train moment is amazing on the red carpet. However, if you're the type of person that would stress you out when you're walking down the red carpet.
Right.
It's all about how you feel.
Totally. I love your excellent suggestion of making sure it looks good when you're sitting, standing, walking, dancing. You even recommend taking a video to see if this look is the best look for you at the end of the day. Do you help take these videos and have women strike a pose so they can ensure this dress or gown will be perfect for photo ops, and not just for the entrance, but for the sitting, the standing, the dancing?
Yeah. A lot of times a customer will hand our team their camera and say, can you take a photo? Can you take a video? And we're obviously always happy to jump in and do that.
It's always a good test. It's always, especially when customers debating between two options, that's like, okay, well, let's do the sit test. Mm-hmm. Let's see what it looks like on camera. And that sometimes helps pick.
Yeah. It always helps them right away. They go, oh no, not that one.
So as we know in television, there's certain dresses and outfits that photograph better than others. They always tell you on camera, solid colors are better than lots of stripes and stars and busy patterns. Black is a classic, but do you often suggest to people, don't just wear black, wear a pop of color so you can step outside of your comfort zone? Or do you still maintain the black as a safe bet and a classic go-to?
We're definitely color fans.
We are. But I think it just depends on the person. Some people just love a classic black look. And if that's you, then go for it. We love a pop of color, especially because you are renting. So like you said, it's a great opportunity to step outside your usual comfort zone.
Yes.
But if you're looking for like a sleek, beautiful black dress, we have many of them to choose from. And we love a black dress, but we also love every color of the rainbow.
Nice. I love that. And how do you make sure people aren't wearing the same dress to a wedding or gala? Are you able to measure that so they don't have that Betty and Veronica moment?
Yeah,
we know what that means. If you know, you know. To know what I'm saying.
No, we know exactly what you're saying. We keep track during the booking process of where you're going to be wearing the dress, so that we know if the next person comes in and wants that dress for the same event, we can say, unfortunately, it's already going, but they really appreciate that service because we avoid that type of awkward run-in.
That's awesome. Where do you get your inspiration from? Is it from fashion magazines, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok? I'm sure all of it, but where did it first begin when you guys began as young friends? Like, where did you start when you didn't have all of this that we have now?
We were magazine girls.
So fun.
We're absolutely magazine fanatics. And that developed into, I think we were big Pinterest fans.
Absolutely. We would have the shared Pinterest boards.
We would watch fashion television religiously with Jeannie every week and just follow all of the above, everything. You know, we take a lot of inspiration from the music industry, from film, from the runways themselves, from street style, from magazines, Pinterest, Instagram. So it's all amalgamation, but I would say started with magazines.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, I love that. Jeannie's actually been a guest many, many times on the show. She's a big fan of ours. We're a big fan of hers. We love her on the show. She's amazing. What I also love is that people can order these dresses online. I talked about that a little earlier. So it's really not just for Torontonians. It's for people all across the country. How does your dress rental company help women all across Canada become the best version of themselves for all of these special occasions in their lives?
So they just go right to our website. Everything's there, and we have it organized by style or by size. You can organize by color, so it makes it easier to narrow down. If they have any questions, they can call or email us. Our customer service team is always happy to answer questions. We can also do virtual appointments. So if you're really somebody who really wants to see and talk to somebody in person, that's a great way to do it. But we've really taken the time to give a really good descriptions on the website. We have all the measurements on there. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to figure out what would work for you.
That's awesome.
The nice thing on the website too is that we invite our customers after they've worn the dress to upload a photo of themselves in it and speak to their experience in it. As Julie said, we do put all the measurements there, but it's helpful to see it on someone who maybe shares a body type to you, and then you can visualize better how it's going to work on you. And then you would order it for the day that you would like it to be delivered. We always suggest a couple days ahead of your actual event day. And then it's an easy process with a prepaid return label included, and just pop it back to us when you're done.
So fantastic. You also have faux fur jackets, and I was very excited about that. I want to know if you have any pink, because I thought you would never go and buy a pink. Wow. Do people go crazy for those? Because that's the kind of thing you wouldn't just buy because you might only wear it once or twice, but you can rent it and enjoy it.
Exactly. Well, that's part of the one-stop shop, especially in the winter, obviously. Mm-hmm. We do find brides really rent those a lot. We have a lot of gorgeous white furs, faux furs.
Wow.
I think nothing ruins the look of your gown more than putting it with like a parka. So if you're taking a gown in the winter, we totally recommend, you know, a luxe faux fur coat or wrap cover up. And then your whole look, your entrance, the whole look is complete rather than just like, oh, let me get this parka off and then I'll look fabulous. You know, you're fabulous from the get-go.
That's so awesome. What are some tips on how to focus on your best features and to, you know, to say to women, whether it's your legs or your décolleté or whatever it is, like to help them focus there to get started as opposed to focusing on, you know, all of the flaws, which is so easy for us to do, right?
I think it's good to remind them that no one's looking at the flaw that you are. You're seeing your flaws, but no one else is looking at that. And everyone's focusing on like how your glow and how you feel radiant. And when they find the right dress, the energy when they come out of the change room, you know, you can tell they feel good in it and they can tell they feel beautiful. So it's not so much, I would say, a particular feature, but you'll know when you have that sort of feeling where you're suddenly standing a little taller and you have a bit more confidence and you're kind of looking at yourself a little more like, oh, okay, I can do this. And, you know, women tend to, like you said, focus on our flaws. We all do it ourselves, but it's reminding everyone that no one else is looking at that. Only you see it, but no one else sees it. And what they see is this glowing, beautiful person that you hopefully feel like right now as well.
Nice. I love that. And I also read that there's fabulous accessories that add drama, like long white gloves. We forget about this. Jewels in the hair. Wow. And a statement bag, which can also bring glamour to a more simple look. Can you say more about this? Because we forget about this. We think it's just the dress, the shoes, the bag, but you can really glam it up with a fabulous opera bag or long white gloves and all that stuff.
Yeah, the opera gloves are having a moment right now. Like they're really in. So we have black and white, and we're loving the glove trend. We think it's, like you said, this is so classy.
Oh, that's amazing. Is there a growing trend to be more eco-friendly when it comes to people growing their wardrobe to save time and money? Because I just was thinking from that perspective alone, but also the huge saving in time, energy, and cost. This makes so much sense in so many ways. Are you noticing that the eco part of it is a big...
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's so wasteful to just stack your wardrobe with pieces that you don't use on a regular basis. I mean, we've all done it. We've all been there, but you don't need to, especially with a gown and they take up so much space. A lot of us don't have a lot of closet space and it's just a wasteful purchase. You know, if you can rent it and feel fabulous and still have that same experience wearing it, you don't need to own it. And the dresses get a much longer life. We have a team that works hard to repair them and keep them in great condition so that they can really have a long life rather than being worn once and then maybe end up in landfill.
And we have a QA team that even goes over every single dress that goes out the door before it leaves. So we keep them in great condition. We love also the fact that all of them have such great energy in them because they go to special occasions and happy occasions. Yes. And we're like, that dress won an award and that dress got married last week.
Yeah.
And like,
yes. Oh, cool. Went to the Oscars.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I know you're doing a very exciting event with Leslie Gottlieb from Airpreneur, where 18 women are going to be coming to your showroom to get dressed. Yes. Talk about a Cinderella moment and a long pink stretch limo, a night at theater at Mirbish. Is this the first time you've done something like this? And can you describe what's going to take place during this event and how other people can do events like this?
Yeah. So I know we're so happy to partner with them. So they're coming in and going to try on a bunch of dresses. And then they're going out to see Romeo and Juliet, which is so fun after in their picks. But what we do is you can organize a private party to come in. We usually recommend a group of up to 10 people just to make sure that everybody has time to try on. And then you have a dedicated stylist. We serve bubbles and we serve little retreats and stuff. So it's so fun. Really that fun one experience. We do charge $35 a person for that type of a service. But then if you don't rent anything, that's okay. You don't. But if typically we often have bridal parties coming in for that because that's a fun way for them to coordinate their dresses or maybe
birthday group. Or
maybe a company who's all attending a gala together. Mm-hmm. So that's been really great to be able to do that. And we partner with Fresh Wines on that with their sparkling.
That is awesome. See, I'm listening to the laughter. I don't know if the listeners can hear that. But I was about to say, what do you love the most about what you do? I'm sure this is part of it. The people are laughing and just, it's like a dream come true, right? It's just so much fun.
It's so much fun. Yeah. We love hopping on the sales floor and jumping in and talking to customers and just seeing them light up when they try on something they really love. And just the fun of coming in, because we as women all have busy lives. Maybe we have kids, maybe we, you know, work, all the things. And we feel that a lot of our customers come here to just get a reprieve from that and just time for them and to try on and play dress up and yeah. So we love that. And we try to really hone that when customers come in.
That's awesome. There's a question we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, I'm going to ask it to both of you. What is bliss for Julie Kalinowski?
Oh, wow. That's such a hard question because there's so many blissful things. I mean, bliss is feeling like you're helping others, being with friends and family,
of course,
and just enjoying your life as much as possible.
Of course.
Yeah, I would say the same. I definitely being outdoors with friends and family, yes, being in the sunshine and having like a sense of calm when you can get it. You know, we have very busy lives, especially running a business, a busy business. We're so grateful and we love it and it's so energizing. But I find that I'm still very blissful when I'm like looking for that sense of calm and quiet. And it often has to do with like outdoors, fresh air, sunshine, nature, animals.
You need time to disconnect.
Cats. Yeah. I need a disconnect.
Yeah. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media, and of course, to come to your showroom to begin shopping for your dream dress? Again, no appointments necessary. You can walk right in. How can people do it and connect with you on social media as well?
You can walk into our showroom. We are open 7 days a week in Toronto. However, we do recommend when possible to come in during the week. It can get extremely busy on the weekends, especially right now during wedding season. So we recommend if it's your first time coming, if you are able to come during the week, we definitely recommend that. And you can connect with us on social media at Fitzroy Rentals, as well as our website, fitzroyrentals.com, has all of our dresses, all the sizing, everything's up to date on there. But if you are in the GTA, we recommend just walking in and just having the experience for yourself. It's really fun.
That's awesome. And what is the address for people? It's located in a very cool area.
Yes. Sterling Road. So it's 213 Sterling Road, unit 111. So it's in kind of the junction area, Blue and Lansdowne, close to there. But yeah, it's a really cool up and coming area. We have Mocha Museum down the street, Taroni's. So
you can make it. Have a little pasta, but after the dress fitting.
Yes, exactly. That's what everyone says.
We always send it over to Trinoni straight from here.
Yeah. That's great. And everyone, the Fitzroy is spelled Fitzroy. So you can find that on their website. You can find that on Instagram and everywhere. And I want to thank you both so much, Julie and Angela, for being on the show today. It's really been so delightful to have you here because I just think this whole concept is great.
Thank you so much. It was so great to chat with you.
It was so great. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll have Lily Liebreck on to tell us all about her upcoming one-woman show at the Toronto Fringe Festival. She'll be here with her director and dramaturg, Sarah Obrecht, to tell us all about I Belong Here, Reclaiming My Voice. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Find Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. I'm Judy Liebrack, and I'm about to be joined by talented singer, actor, and dancer Lily Liebrack, who's going to be starring in a one-woman show from June 30th to July 12th at the Toronto Fringe Festival. She's here today with her talented director and actor, Sarah Obrecht, and they're going to tell us all about it. Today, Lily is back on the show to tell us all about her one-woman show, I Belong Here, Reclaiming My Voice. And before we speak to both of them, let me tell you a little bit more about Lily and Sarah. Lily Liebrack is an award-winning international artist based in New York City, originally from Toronto, Canada. A multi-hyphenated performer, singer, actor, dancer, as well as a creator, producer, and voice teacher, Lily has earned critical acclaim in major media outlets, including CTV News, Broadway World, the Montreal Gazette, Zoomer Radio, and City Life Dolce magazine. Lily has received numerous first place awards from prestigious competitions, such as the Kiwanis Music Festival and Three Stars Connect competition. And she was also voted into the top 10 of Mervish's worldwide show tune idol competition. Her portrayal of Fairy Daria, along with the cast of Rosamund, a new musical, earned them nominations from Broadway World and the Toronto Theatre Awards. Lily has also appeared in sold out productions across North America and Europe, performing at renowned venues, including Merkin Hall, 54 Below, Green Room 42, Triad Theatre, and New World Stages in New York City, the Lunigiana International Music Festival in Tuscany, Italy, and Kerner Hall, Mervish's Panasonic Theatre, El Macambo, and the Rogers Centre in Toronto, Canada, where she has sung the U.S. and Canadian anthems on three different occasions. As a singer, actor, dancer, creator, producer, and voice teacher who completed her Master's of Music in Vocal Performance, Musical Theatre, and Advanced Certificate in Vocal Pedagogy from NYU, she's also a proud graduate of Sheridan's Musical Theatre Program. Select credits, as just mentioned, Fairy Daria and Rosamund, a new musical, Toronto's Fringe Festival, nominated for Broadway World Awards. Till Then, Eclipse Theatre, Madame Aubert, lead dancer in Titanic, Iris Cantor with the Broadway Orchestra, conducted by Ted Sperling, and Lillian Holiday in Veal and Brecht's Happy End, Theatre Sheridan. Lily frequently performs at 54 Below in Scott Siegel Productions in New York City, and she also serves as the co-founder, co-producer of 24K Theatre Co., along with Aaron Brochu and Jordan Flippo. They've performed at many NYC venues, collaborating with Broadway performers, including Elena Shadow and Lee Summers. And she's very excited to be making her debut in her one-woman show, I Belong Here, Reclaiming My Voice. Lily Liebrack, congratulations on all of this, and welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Obrecht is a multidisciplinary artist and educator from St. John, New Brunswick, one of my favorite places. Her creative theater credits include director of the world premiere of Fertility for Light Echo Theater and Legally Blonde the musical for Randolph College for the Performing Arts, assistant director on Beauty and the Beast, Globe, and Lucy Maud and Anne Smile, dramaturge for the 2023 and 2024 Banks Cabaret Creators Project with the Musical Stage Company, movement director for Into the Woods at Sheridan College with Stephanie Graham. She is the co-founding artistic director of Theatre Making Movement, a company that supports dance and movement in new musical theatre development. As an actor, her theatre credits are numerous. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, All I Want for Christmas, Noises Off, Mamma Mia, Neptune Theatre, Anne of Green Gables, Mamma Mia, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Charlottetown Festival, Jersey Boys, Chicago, Stage West, Guys and Dolls at the Siegel Center in Montreal, Johnny Belinda, Smile Theatre, and On Screen. She's worked on The Boys, St. Evans, I, Object, Mother of Invention, Lady Darb, Adulting, Good Witch, Warehouse 13, as well as her own short films, Good With Her, directed by Sheila McCarthy, who, of course, has been a guest on this program. Most recently, Sarah was the associate director of It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken, a new musical featuring the songs of the Tragically Hip. So wonderful to have you here. Sarah Obrecht, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you for having me. I don't know if that's ever going to get easier to hear your bio read.
It's wonderful stuff. It's a very impressive resume. First of all, congratulations to both of you. And I'm really so delighted that we were able to pull this off in true showbiz fashion at the last minute. I'm going to start with you, Lily. So proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm really so happy for you and excited for your one-woman show. So great to be able to say that, debuting at the Fringe Festival for 2 weeks in July. The show is called I Belong Here, Reclaiming My Voice. Can you tell us what inspired you to write, produce, and star in your own one-woman show, which is being performed at the Toronto Fringe Festival, everyone at the Alumni Theatre, from June 30th to July 12th? What inspired you to start this whole journey?
Honestly, this has always been a dream of mine. I remember when I was still at Sheridan College, I was in my undergrad, and I went to see Mag Ruffman do her own one-person show. And I thought, I want to do that someday. But you know, you have these dreams and these aspirations, and you don't know if they're actually going to come to fruition. And I was very, very grateful that I actually was supposed to do a one-person show in New York. And then the unexpected happened, and I got a virus, and it attacked my vocal cords, and I wasn't able to do it. And while I was on complete vocal rest, I, on a whim, just applied to the Toronto Fringe Festival. I didn't even have a script at the time. I just had an idea of I Belong Here. And then it just all came together. I got chosen via the lottery, and so many incredible people came together to make this happen. It just shows how much community matters and how much that makes a difference. Alex Herzog, a really, really great collaborator of mine, suggested Sarah, and he has been a dream to work with, both directing, dramaturging, and choreographing. So I am forever grateful working with Michael Mulrooney, who's going to be music directing, and Charlie Mathisen, who's going to be stage managing. So it's really amazing how much everything can just come together. I'm very, very grateful.
That's so wonderful. Congratulations, really. It's very heady stuff. Sarah, it's so lovely to meet you on air. Finally, I've heard so many wonderful things about you.
I know, same.
And congratulations on everything as well. Can you tell us what drew you to this piece and to working with Lily?
Well, as Lily mentioned, the wonderful and super talented director-choreographer Alex Herzog put us in touch. And Alex has had this sort of incredible ability to creatively matchmake. This is not the first time she has introduced me to somebody fantastic that I've had like a wonderful experience working with. And so when she recommends I meet somebody, I'm gonna listen because she's got a great track record with that. And so immediately I jumped at the opportunity to meet Lily. And then we met, and it really did feel like creatively, it felt like the stars were aligning when we met.
Wow.
And I knew nothing about the show other than the fact that it was a one-woman musical. There was a great singer-actress who was writing her own show that wanted a director-choreographer. And I went to the meeting sort of in cold, not knowing much about what the story of the show was going to be. And Lily spoke about this experience of not being able to speak, not being able to use her voice as someone who's primary instrument is her voice. Yes. And little known fact about me, I identified for a lot of my life as a dancer first in music theater. And as a young person, I had an accident that forced me into a wheelchair for half of grade 11, and I was not able to use my primary artistic instrument. And so at that meeting, this all came out. I heard first from Lily, and I said, oh my gosh, this is kismet that we're meeting, because I have a similar experience of sort of needing to figure out artistically what I'm going to do during this time of not being able to use my primary instrument. So we really bonded about that, frankly, and we've sort of been working together on the script ever since. It's been wonderful so far. Yeah, but immediately we sort of connected over that, and it felt like we were both supposed to be working on this together.
Isn't that wonderful? I love that. I love that kismet and that serendipity and all of it. And I know how hard you're working. And I know this is not just directing, choreographing. You've been dramaturging. We'll talk about that in a moment, but it's incredible. So Lily, I'm also in awe of what you're doing. I have to say this. And I'm blown away also by the way you're documenting it on Instagram and TikTok, telling the story of your journey. And I'm wondering what that's been like for you to share these behind the scenes moments, the soon to be rehearsal clips, which is so exciting, the highs, the lows, the setbacks, the uplifts, and ultimately the process of reclaiming your voice. What's it been like to document this experience and connect with your followers even before the show?
I have to say this time has been a life-changing experience. I really am such a creative person. So getting to work out all these muscles, though it is a lot of work, has been really fulfilling. The fact that I've gotten to write, I'm going to be performing, I'm producing, now I'm social mediaing. It's just been a lot of fun. I've really been enjoying it. And I think it's just a testament to how much I love to do this. So I'm really very grateful.
I know that Meg Ruffman, and you mentioned her off the top and loving her one woman show, which I think we saw twice. It was so great. Yeah. And of course, she's the supervising producer on this program for the last going on 8 years and wonderful actor as well. She was instrumental in helping you get started in this process. I know you started by reading Tracy Ahern Smith's book, which was amazing. And then Meg kicked in. And can you tell us what happened there?
Yeah, I had been just journaling for 2 months. I wasn't speaking. I wasn't singing, which are, as Sarah was saying, the ways that I communicate. And it was really a difficult experience. And it was very healing for me to write. So I was using Tracy Ahern Smith's book. I was looking through prompts and answering questions. And then I felt like I needed to move. I needed to be physical. I needed to bring the story to life. And so I had a call with Meg. She got me to color. She got me to speak creative. And she said to me, you know what, Lily, you've got all these cue cards. Why don't you just walk around your apartment, start speaking out loud and just see what comes out. Put on your voice memo app, see what comes out. I had never done anything like that before. And it was a beautiful day. I walked outside. I went in the park and the show came to life. I can't say enough the power of speaking out language into the universe, what it does. But the whole show wrote itself. Of course, there's been many edits, and now Sarah and I have been working together nonstop to make it really come to life. But it's unbelievable how just speaking aloud will actually just get all of your most creative ideas onto the page, which is a great way to start. So I'm
so incredible. And Sarah, I love that you're also an actor and you've done a lot of work. So I want to tell our audience that as well. We'll have to have you back on as an actor for something as well. You've acted as the director here and as the dramaturg. And I'm just wondering if you could tell us about the process so far and what's ahead, like a little bit about the team and what's ahead for you guys.
Yeah. So as we touched on, we're constantly, you know, picking up the phone and sort of calling each other, writing notes in our Google Doc and comments for each other. I love collaboration. It's one of the things I love most about theater. I think two heads are better than one. Yes. I love being an artistic sounding board. Ultimately, this is Lily's story that she's telling. She's being really brave and vulnerable and sharing a lot of stories from across her whole life, not just this most recent one. And it's so brave. It's actually really inspiring to be working with her on it. But ultimately, I love being able to be a sounding board for her. So I can throw out an idea, but for me, my philosophy, best idea wins, and I can throw something out and go, ooh, well, then we'll have a conversation and massage a moment and decide together sort of what the best path forward is. That's how I like to work. So we can't wait. Friday is our first day actually like on our feet, all not just in a virtual room, but in physical space together. We can't wait to now like put this document that's been, you know, on the page that we've been reading together into 3D and bringing it to life in advance of our run at the Alumni Theater.
So exciting. And I know you've got Michael Mulrooney, and if you can speak about him, and I know they're giving me the 5 minutes, so I have so much to do, but just briefly about the wonderful Michael Mulrooney musical direction.
He's just wonderful. Michael and I have worked together now for years, starting in my first year at Sheridan. And just immediately, he's such a kind and talented and wonderful collaborator that it really, I'm going to use Sarah's word, but it all feels like kismet. And Sarah and Michael and I all met last night, and Charlie and all of us met. And it just feels like such a wonderful group of people who all have the same collaborative, excited feeling about the show. So I couldn't be more grateful for my first one-woman show to be working with such incredible people.
That's awesome. And shout out to Charlie, the stage manager, and also to Vivian Kelfin, who's helping you find all sorts of things. I'm not going to give them away, props to help you with that. And she is wonderful. So shout out to Vivian. This is for either of you, really. Can you tell us just a sneak peek of what people are going to see in this 1 hour show, I Belong Here, Reclaiming My Voice. I know that it's more than a cabaret. You've said it's a play with music. What can audiences expect in this 1 hour show taking place at the Alumni Theater from June 30th to July 12th?
Yeah, I mean, you can expect to see my journey of finding my voice at 6 years old, losing it only a few months ago, and reclaiming it. You're going to see lots of humor, lots of songs from many different genres, from classical to pop to folk to musical theater. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some audience participation. We're going to have a relaxed performance. I'm so excited. Sarah, add away.
I think you're going to be surprised at the range of stories that you hear. I think you might come in thinking it's going to be one thing. And I find that the breadth of stories that Lily has assembled in her writing, some of them have me tearing up. Some of them have me laughing out loud. Some of them have me just heartbroken for young Lily. Very relatable, but also, yeah, some are really fun and humorous. And I think it'll really take us on a journey with you every show. So wow. I'm excited for audiences to experience that.
You're so wonderful. I have to say that. You're just terrific. You know, it's wonderful to see all such beautiful support from the community. I want to make a special mention of the angelic Ellen Schwartz and the Jake's Jam community, and a special note to one of Canada's most accomplished composers and musicians, Jack Lenz, who, of course, wrote the song that you hear in the Blue Jays in the seventh inning, Let's Play Ball. I'm not the singer in the family, okay? And, he, of course, wrote as well the original song, Angel Watching Over Me, that, Lily, you're going to be singing in this one-woman show. Can you just briefly speak to the song and what audiences are going to be able to look forward to this July?
Yeah, I say this time and time again, but Jack Lenz writes anthems. Truly, his songs are so incredible and powerful. And he had asked me to record this song a few years ago. And so to get to actually debut it in front of an audience or audiences, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for audiences to hear his music. And I think it really fits in with the show super well. So
that's so awesome. Sarah, there's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you. What is bliss for Sarah Brecht?
I mean, bliss can be a lot of different things on different days. But right now, I have two kids. I have two boys. They're recently turned 6 and 4. JK best. And FK, it's busy and mama's tired, but summer is around the corner. And I know we have some quality time together, beaching or not, or, you know, just those days where the schedule is clear. We have a few of those on the horizon. And that's sounding pretty blissful to me these days.
Love that. I love that so much. And I've asked you this question before, Lily, but what is bliss these days for Lily Liebrack?
Oh, so many things. Now that Sarah's talking about that, I have to talk about my nephews, because I love them so much and they're bliss for me, and getting to talk to them every day is my favorite activity. So that for sure, family, so important. My friends, getting to do art and be creative and wake up every day with it's the biggest bliss in the world to get to share and to make a difference in the world and hopefully inspire people and make them feel something. So I'm very excited for I Belong Here and to do that for 2 weeks.
That's so awesome. I have to tell you, I'm even more excited than ever. I was already excited before. What is the best way, Lily, first, for people to connect with you on social media and, of course, to get tickets to the show I Belong Here at the Toronto Fringe Festival from June 30th to July 12th?
Yeah, thank you. So my Instagram is just Lily Liebrack. And my TikTok is Lily Liebrack Zero. On both of them, you're going to see my link tree in the bio, and that has everything you need, tickets, website, all the things you need.
Awesome. And how can people get tickets to, like, what's the best way for people to make phone to get tickets? Or is there a best way just to click on a link and buy them?
Yeah. If you go to Toronto Fringe, I Belong Here, it'll come up. It's also in my Instagram bio, so whatever works best for you.
Awesome. And Sarah, what is the best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media?
Best way, I'm Instagram only. I'm old school. I'm not on TikTok at this yet. Don't rule it out. But it's just my name, Sarah Obrecht, no apostrophe. and you can find me there. And this is actually, this conversation is making me think I'm going to put the link in my bio as well, in case people need to find out how to get tickets.
That's so awesome. Well, I have to thank you both so much for being here, Lily Lee Brack and Sarah Breck. I really loved having you both. And of course, break legs, everyone. This is getting so exciting. And all the best with the show. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Thanks for having us, Judy.
Thank you. Each week, we spotlight fabulous people like Julie Kalinowski, Angela Pastor, Lily Lee Brack, and Sarah Obrecht, who are living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guests, Julie and Angela from the Fitzroy, as well as Lily Lee Brack and Sarah Obrecht for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Lori Quinn, audio engineer Juliana Yannicielo, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. And as well, thank you to Garrett Flores for the beautiful pink roses that adorn our set each week. For everyone here, I'm Judy Lee Brack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.